It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That's cross break, cross.
You say
whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
See what I put up
with? I know.
See what I put up with?
Hey, you know, I do sponsor the emergency break of the week, so I'm very happy. I have Craig in my audience.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Kawhi Leonard wanted to go to the Lakers. He's up in Toronto now.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi.
Is that a Kardashian?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
I was on a roll and you
messed
me
up.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
Crap. What was he doing?
You were talking about the rules and Mike Davis.
Mike Davis, yes. Yes, I wonder if he's getting high fives.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Did he say, Craig say, I was on a roll? He's never been on a roll.
I don't think
never.
So. I don't think he's ever been on a roll. Oh, yeah, the e-break brought to us by Service Experts and Advanced Hair Restoration. And we do it live this morning from Lula May Bistro and historic downtown Terrell. We will be at this location along with the Invasion. And then the Sweet Spot and the Hardline will be just down the street at Film Alley here in Terrell. It's a ticket takeover of this awesome town of Terrell. We've had a lot of P1s come by and see us. Guy is off, has the day off, and he and his wife came out all the way from Arlington.
Yeah,
about
to see us
in Terrell. And we're in Terrell. That's amazing.
Good P1s.
Yeah.
Legend.
Awesome. Okay, to the e-break, we'll give you three candidates, and you get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. It's funny with Corby. What is he, 70 now? And he still has a problem with voice slip from time to time. And he had this one during a live spot, and they could not even finish it.
You can check into your flight. You can track your bags all from the award-winning mobile app and to the Advantage Loyalty Program.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You all right?
Don't look at me, Bob.
What the heck was that? American Airlines wants your best efforts here, and you're not doing it.
Sorry.
Yeah!
I don't know what that was. Yes, American Airlines.
All right, we have that noise isolated. Listen to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got a nice new drop out of that. One more time all the way through.
You can check into your flight. You can track your bags all from the award-winning mobile app and to the Advantage Loyalty Program.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You all right?
Don't look at me, Bob.
What the heck was that? American Airlines wants your best efforts here, and you're not doing it.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Yes, American Airlines.
Is it a good thing when you try to talk and then your co-host says, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's what Davey said.
And then you say, I don't know what that was.
Oh, man. There's Corby, candidate number one. Candidate number two from the morning show. It's the great Gordo.
Oh, no.
It's the rant revival on Thursday. And, okay, so what formula were you trying to come up with? Half your age, add seven?
Yes, it's the old dating rule.
Okay.
Is that what is age-appropriate dating? Like, where, how much of an age gap is too much? And the formula is half your age plus seven for the youngest person, a person younger than you can date.
Okay.
But I think I know what I was going for. I was thinking at it from her perspective in this case, which was
where
the
you would
younger
go.
Woman this guy was dating. So she could only date double her age minus seven.
Or plus or minus seven. Okay, let's hear what you...
But I don't remember what
Let's hear what you came up with here.
So he posted a shared Instagram post of their engagement pictures, and he said, thank you for showing me a level of happiness I have never known. The day I met you, I knew I didn't want to go another one without you. Now I don't have to.
You all right, brother?
Wait, what's so the... What's the formula now? It's double your age minus seven.
Half your age plus seven.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Half your age plus 7.
Double so what does your that age? Equal out to?
So wait, he's, Gordon, he's 59.
So you think it's double your age plus 7?
Yeah, that didn't make sense. I meant half your age. Yeah.
So yes, you can date
Darius Rucker can date a 125-year-old.
Yeah, he can hook up with the oldest nun in the world.
Almost nobody ever asks, is it okay if I date a 98-year-old?
That's funny right there. I don't care who you are. Boy, we need to slow down that conversation at some point.
It got worse, too, because when you heard Dave trying to do math and afterwards and me get, and then I'm trying to do math, and it was all, we sounded like such idiots. It was bad.
Okay, we'll have to revisit that whole conversation. There's Gordo as candidate number two. You know, I think we were just talking about this guy.
Uh-oh.
Johnny Ebrake is back as candidate number three. We've talked about this before. Is it a good idea? It's like the Cowboys coming out for their opening drive. They want Dak to be at his best, so they, you know, they have Dak running the show. Is it a good idea to set up the show as they start the tee box and have Craig run the offense?
No.
Well, maybe it is. Let's just give it a listen and see.
We had a little vehicle mishap this morning.
Oh, let's talk about that, because I was up all night on one of those, too.
Oh, yay.
So we'll talk about it in a minute. Connor Caldwell running the board.
Good morning.
Is it Connor?
I'm with you.
Yes. If you're going to do the opening, you really need to be on it.
He didn't say good morning, so I was like, maybe I made a mistake. I said good it morning. With confidence.
Maybe I made a steak.
Do what?
You said, maybe I made a steak.
Yeah, instead of a mistake, maybe I made a
rare. Y'all are pushing now. And who is Dylan Tickers this morning?
Michael Dixon.
Michael Dixon.
Michael
yeah.
Dixon. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You know, Killer sends us a schedule every week, right? Yeah. That has all that information on it.
It's not always right.
I mean, yeah.
Mostly it is. Yeah. But that's okay.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Isn't that like watching an old plane, like back in the Wright brothers' days, trying to get off the ground? And then having a plane with three wings just fall apart before it really gets in the air.
One wing hits a tree.
Maybe I make a steak.
I may have made a steak. All right. So is it Corby? Is it Gordo and his math? Or Craig Rosengarten?
By the way, Eli and Crit and Rick love feasting on Craig's
missteps. They love kicking the carcass over the place.
As soon as Craig's trying to cross that broadcast road and gets nailed by a car and he's laying down there struggling, they don't even wait for him to die before they're picking at the body.
Yeah, laughing. Okay, Corby, Gordo, or Craig Rosengarten, 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Gordon, Elderly Love, Keith, and Hooter Brown.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Okay.
How about that U.S. men's national team, man? Taking on Italy, taking them down 3-0.
How about it?
So
You think Pochettino needs to call a bunch of those boys out to the big club?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to talk about that at 8:30.
Very Norman and Saxon.
Okay. Yeah. Give me Rosen.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, Job. It's Cruz and Lido.
Hey, Cruz.
Did they have the Red River pickleball shootout yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Who won that, Matt or Corby?
Y'all know who won?
Fell asleep.
Oh.
Okay.
Apparently the world did, because we don't have an answer.
I'll vote for Corby.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Yeah, this is Jimmy Christopher calling for Barry Bunch.
Okay, who you vote for?
Two old names from the past.
I thought I would cast my vote for Rocco Pindola this morning.
How about Gordo, Craig, or Corby?
Oh, let's go Corby.
Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What were the choices again?
Oh, my gosh. Do it again.
Always kind of makes me laugh.
Hello, you're on the air. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning. Good morning, Muses. It's Ashley, and I'd like to vote for my math tutor, Gordo.
Oh, gosh.
Don't let me be your math tutor.
Don't do that. What's going on at school these days?
Good. I'm officially a high schooler. I'm 15.
Oh, my God. Wow. Are you on fall break right now?
No, we just have a four-day weekend.
Oh, okay. Hmm.
But that's
okay.
Fall break, right?
No, it's just one day off.
Friday and Monday?
Yeah.
For the fair, I guess.
Monday, yeah.
I don't know. All right, Ashley. Have a good weekend. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Moses. All right. Let's go to the next one. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Gordo, as I vote for number two, I just wanted to tell you that I think you've massively changed the way you do things in the past 5 years, and I recognize that.
Thank you.
That's
finally
one person.
Somebody recognizes
who's recognized
that.
Improvement with you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, hey, guys. This is Ralph. My sister's brother.
Nice, back.
A P1 picker this morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Ralph. What are you saying?
My brother's wife's sister stepped on a snake one time, so I guess I'll go with the Corby.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. It's good that you called back this morning. You're awesome, dude.
Oh, God. That's funny.
Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
I think our call got disconnected. What were the choices again?
Oh, my gosh. How does it get back in? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Yeah. Just wanted to say, boys, before I cast my vote responsibly, excuse me, I'm a little under the weather. Before I vote today, I just got to say I was a little bit shocked with Gordo this morning. I mean, the way he leapt on that young man, that man was well prepared, had things to say.
Yeah.
And Gordon just dumped on the brother.
I noticed that too.
You talking about Ralph?
I noticed that too. Yeah, he did jump on the brother.
Please.
Yeah. Stepped on his neck.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't do any of that.
Who you like?
You're a nice guy. Well, I like long walks on the beach. But
okay, no, who?
Not what do you like? Who you vote for?
Oh, I got you now. My bad. Give me that Craig, dude. The white boy's nuts.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
By the way, I got an update from Matt McLaren. Did you beat Corby last night in pickleball? He said, no, he smoked my ass.
Oh, no. He was so confident.
He was.
He thought he had this big career ahead of him in pickleball. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, with you being in Terrell, is the furry party still on at your house tomorrow or no?
Hey, you need to answer that.
I don't know what that is. I really don't. Ask Gordo about that. He's into that kind
of
stuff.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Yeah, can we get a weekend show with Marlon and Jody from Pix?
Okay.
Gosh.
Do you have a selection? I guess not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hi, this is Cooper's cousin, Musbia.
Okay.
Wait, Cooper's cousin, Musbia. Yeah,
don't repeat it. Who you vote for?
Manning?
No.
Gordo Stinky Panties.
Which Gordo? Cooper is he talking about?
I'll tell you later.
He
plays for the Mavericks.
Did he just vote for Gordo's Stinky Panties?
He did.
Yeah, he did. And it's pretty accurate. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, Gordo, I got a new character idea for you.
All right.
It's called the Dumbass Dallas Sports Fan. And basically what it is I like to bitch and complain for 30 years about some moron running my local sports team.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I like to, after one lousy move from the other team in the area, want to run the guy out of town and get him fired. Meanwhile, I'll continue to throw my money in the pocket of this terrible human being that pays millions of dollars so he can't have a relationship with his kids, routinely having an affair on his wife, routinely tell me that all he cares about is my money.
And that's a character with a lot of background. I don't even know who he's talking about.
I think I understand where he's going with this.
Yeah, I get it. We get it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Sports.
Agent.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Agent.
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 Agent?
F-Agent.
What?
What are you saying?
I don't know.
What is happening right now?
Off the rails more than usual.
Hey, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Agent?
Am I on AM radio?
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
This is the fake one.
Yeah. Who do you vote for?
Hi, Carol.
This is the fake one.
This is triple the fake Natalie Maines. But go ahead. We need to vote.
I would like to vote for Barry Switzer's reparations and give me head wound. What's his name? Number three.
Yeah, Craig Rosengarten. Okay, hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys, e-break man. Let's do a sing-along in Corby crack voice. Mock. Yeah. Being. Yeah. Bird. Yeah.
Bird. Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner, Corby Davidson, with the strange noise and the emergency break of the week.
You can check into your flight. You can track your bags all from the award-winning mobile app and to the Advantage Loyalty Program.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You all right?
Don't look at me, Bob.
What the heck was that? American Airlines wants your best efforts here, and you're not doing it.
Yeah!
I don't know what that was.
Yes, American Airlines.
Corby's had a good year. How many is that?
My God, that was an excruciating 90th all-time e-break win for Corby. He is now 49 behind the all-time leader, Norman. Yeah! Hitzkiss.
Yeah.
Okay.